Welcome to the Compass Church podcast, and thanks for tuning in. We hope that you enjoy the message that you're about to hear.
Go for it, Dad. Have fun. How's that? Oh, that's wonderful, isn't it? Well, happy Christmas, everybody. We believe in putting Christ into Christmas, don't we? That's why we're here. Praise God. That's beautiful. And I had a word for the church, which is interesting, and I shared it with Phil, and he said, oh, you're just going to have to tell the church on Christmas Day. And as I was praying, I prayed. I said, Lord, what do you have for the church here? What is the word for this group of your people? And what dropped into my heart was five things for the church. The first thing was, it's far beyond what you see and believe for, the plans the Lord has for this church. What you see now is but the tip of the iceberg of my plans for this church. With God, all things are possible. Number two, there is a move of revival about to fall upon the church in this land, and many will come into the kingdom. The move of my spirit will touch all groups and denominations. The Lord is no respecter of persons. Now is the time, number three, to put in place plans to expand on the right and the left. Even though they are not here yet, plan to care for many more. Number four, it is not the time to look beyond your borders. Now is the time to develop where you are. Several places will come into your heart for the future, but now is the time to concentrate all of your abilities to build where you are. Train leaders for all areas of ministry, even though there are none there at the present. And number five, increase the spiritual preparation of prayer and fasting to become even more sensitive to the leading of the Holy Spirit. With the rise of the tide of revival, so also will arise the extremes of the enemy. Prayer and fasting will give you a clearer insight into the strategies of the enemy, both inside and outside the church. The plans of men may not be the plan and purpose of God for the church at Compass. As the people prepare their hearts to seek my face, it will be clearly revealed to them what is of God and what is of the plans of men. The call of God upon the work at Compass is not to be confused with what others are doing. As you are faithful in seeking my face, you will see the increase, not of man's doing, but the Lord will add the increase. Let's give the Lord a clap offering, shall we? Praise God. I was just sitting outside the motel and that came onto my heart. And this morning I just want to speak just a couple of minutes with regarding a verse here that the Lord dropped into my spirit. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Saviour who is Christ the Lord. A Saviour who is Christ the Lord. And those three things, Saviour, Christ and Lord. Those three words dropped into my heart that our Lord Jesus Christ, who was sent from heaven, has a special gift to each one of us here. First of all, he's our Saviour. And that means that it doesn't matter who we are. The Bible says that all of us have missed the mark and we failed in obtaining the best life that God has for us. But Jesus Christ has come to save us from all that. And upon the cross he died and shed his precious blood that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. The gift of Christmas is the gift of salvation to each one of us. Put your hand up if you received it today. Come on now. That's right. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, that you've made available a special gift, and it's the gift of salvation that you make available to whomsoever will today. The second thing was that it's Saviour and Christ the Lord. And I thought about that and I got excited about the word Christ, because the word Christ means anointed one. And that speaks to us of the precious Holy Spirit. It speaks to us of the one who's called alongside to help. We can't live our best life without having the presence and power of the Holy Spirit that Jesus has sent, that we can fulfill the plans and purposes of God for your life. The Bible says that is the gift of the Holy Spirit. Salvation is a gift, and we celebrate that on Christmas Day. The coming of the precious Holy Spirit is a gift. Glory be to God. Jesus said, "You shall receive power." Say power. Come on now, power, again, power. You shall receive power when the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be a witness unto me. Glory to God. That's part of our best life, friends. That's part of our best life, to achieve and to do what God wants you to do. That's the exciting thing, you know, and that's a gift. We hear a lot of different interpretations. Some people are scared. And in Pentecostal churches, we have a pendulum and it swings. And we're either out here where we don't have anything to do with it, or we're over here and we get saved because of that. No, 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 no. We're saved because of what Jesus Christ has done on Calvary, friends. And when you and I stand before God, we'll be standing before Him, and it'll be because of the blood of Jesus that cleanses from all sin, friends. That's why we get into heaven. It's because what Jesus has done for us. And it doesn't matter what we do. It doesn't matter how long we live. At the end of the day, it's by grace. It's all by grace. It's all of what Jesus has done for us and made available to us. But Jesus said, don't do anything until you receive power from on high. Jesus lived and operated his best life in the power and anointing of the precious Holy Spirit. Christmas Day, we think of the Comforter coming to enable us to live the best life that he has for each one of us. And if you've been saved today, and if you're baptized in the Holy Ghost, and on the day of Pentecost, what happened was the Spirit of God came and filled each one of them where they were. And the Holy Spirit filled the whole place where they were living, where they were actually praying. And they all started to speak in new tongues. God gave them a new prayer language to be able to pray. A new way to contact God. A new way that nobody had experienced that before. And so, friends, the Apostle Paul says, I speak in tongues more than you all. There's something about the gift of the Holy Spirit when it comes. And out of your innermost being, Jesus said, you shall flow rivers of living water. This spoke he of the precious Holy Spirit. We don't have to be afraid of him, friends. We have to be open to receive. And when he comes, okay, often you'll receive a new prayer language to be able to speak to him and to pray and seek God. And it puts you into a whole new different realm. And then it's Saviour, Christ, the Lord. And on this day of Christmas, and we just for a moment consider Jesus, he said, I do always those things that please my Father which is in heaven. He said, I don't do anything. He said, what I see the Father do, that's what I do. Do you remember Bethesda? Do you remember the pool? Do you remember all the sick people laying there, all trying to get into the water when the water bubbled up and they all wanted to get in? Jesus walked in there. He stepped over sick people, went to one guy on the side of the pool, raised him up, walked out. Why? Because I only do the things I see my Father do. See, the Holy Spirit has got things for you to do. He's got things for you to do that nobody else is going to do, but you're going to do them. You're not going to do all things, but you're going to do some things. You're not going to be able to achieve everything that everybody else does, and it doesn't matter. You're not asked to do that, but there's going to come a day, there's going to be one thing that there's nobody else can do but you. Because you know the people, you're in the place, and people respect you, and people listen to you. And there'll come a day when the Lord wants you to acknowledge Him as Lord of your life. I'm just going to finish with this, because there's a challenge in it too. A young man in England, very wealthy family, inherited $50 million at the turn of the century, and went into a church as a young man, and the altar call was given to receive Christ as his Savior, and he stood to his feet, and he remained standing the whole length of the service. And somebody said, "You can sit down now, son." He said, "No, I don't want to." And later on, he decided he was going to go to China and as a missionary. And he gave his fortune away, which was $50 million, to world missions. And he got to Egypt to learn the language and fell sick. And in 2 weeks, he was gone. And when they came to his bed, they lifted his pillow. And there under the pillow were three little statements. No reserve, no retreat, and no regrets. No reserve, no retreat, and no regrets. And brothers and sisters, today, if Jesus is Lord, that's the way we want it to be. So all of us are being challenged today. Jesus has come, he's risen again from the dead, and he offers us the gift of salvation that we might become part of his family. But then he also offers us the gift as we hand out gifts today, but a greater gift than that is the precious gift of the Holy Spirit. And he wants to fill you today and empower your life. And for those of us that are maybe we need to make a fresh commitment to say, "Lord Jesus Christ." Not just Jesus, but Lord. Heavenly Father, let's pray, shall we? Heavenly Father, we just honor you and thank you today for Jesus. And Lord, each one of us today, we stand in a place of need. We stand in a place where we need to receive from you right now. Let's all stand, friend, as we stand to our feet. Those people here today that you've never received Jesus as your Saviour, but today is your day. This is for you. I want everybody to pray a simple prayer together. And Lord Jesus Christ, I believe you died upon Calvary to pay the penalty for my sin. I ask your forgiveness today. I open the door of my life to you. I invite you, Jesus, to come into my heart and into my life. And give me power to live for God. For those of you today that need the Holy Spirit, it's the gift. And we're thinking of gifts today. Let's just raise our hands, Holy Spirit. We just ask you to come. Come and fill each person in this place, Lord, that we might receive power from on high today. We just breathe in. Let's just breathe in. Lord, we receive the Holy Spirit. Lord, we just receive you. Those that speak in a new prayer language, start to speak in a new prayer language. Precious Holy Spirit, we just receive you now. We just receive you now, Lord. We just receive you. Lord, we thank you for power that's coming upon us on this Christmas day. Lord, you've died on Calvary that the Holy Spirit could come and fill each one of us. And dear loving Father, as we see the obedience of your Son, we just pray, Lord, that you'll help us make you Lord in this coming year on this beautiful Christmas day. And I ask it in Jesus' lovely name. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to this podcast. We trust that you've enjoyed the message. For more podcasts, head to www.compasschurch.com.au.